Good morning. Welcome. We're glad that you're here today. Thank you for making it in through treacherous waters. And glad you made it today. We're so thankful you're here and thankful for the city personnel, the water board that are out there working on it, and young men literally risking their lives, it looked like to me. So I just pray they'll have success and be safe. So we're thankful to be here today. Let's begin with a word of prayer as we engage in a time of worshiping the Lord. Lord, we do want to do exactly that, engage in worship of you. You are awesome and mighty. You're awesome in this place. Your awesome creation is something to behold. We're thankful that we live in a beautiful spot on the planet, that we can see your handiwork. Pray that you'll bless us today. Also, we're thankful for your redemption through your son, Jesus. So we'll celebrate that in remembrance today of the Lord's Supper. Lord, may it be a powerful time in our hearts and lives to reflect on how good you are to us and how good Jesus was in coming to die in our place, to be resurrected and to rise, ascend into heaven and seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us even now. We're thankful for that. We're thankful for the beautiful place that he's preparing for us that know you as Lord and Savior. Lord, I ask you to strengthen us now. Help us to worship in spirit and in truth. Bless our pastor as he brings your word. Bless the choir and Karen, Monica, as they play, and as the ensemble sings a little later, that you'd be honored and glorified in everything we do. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning as we sing and bring praise to the Lord. Hymn number 214, taken directly from Psalm 100 that we'll be focusing on today as Joel brings the message. He has made me glad. I will enter his gates. Let's stand as we sing.
Traditional worship. Those of you that are guests of ours, we are so glad that the Lord has led you to worship here with us at First Baptist Church. Yeah, we've got water problems. We've got issues going on. A main has busted out there. And so they're working on it. Blake did say, if you want to make sure that you tell everybody, bathrooms on this side are still open and available. And what I mean by that is if you go out this door right here and you turn left going into the children's wing, those bathrooms are still open and available. All the bathrooms out here and upstairs, they're gone. They're out. So you don't have any bathrooms as far as that is concerned. But those are still open and available. All right, we're glad that you're here. Other than water problems, everything's good. Everything's lovely. Take a few minutes. Welcome your friends. Glad you're with us today.
Song we introduced last week. It's been around since the late 1990s, but first time I'd ever led it was last week. And as we're in the psalm, that's a good one to keep before us and thinking about being in the presence of the Lord. So right now we're going to sing a beautiful song about the gospel, and it's hymn number 311, Hallelujah, What a Savior. So if you'd like to turn there, you can. The lyrics will be on the screen as well. This time we'll have our offertory prayer, and then we'll sing the Old Rugged Cross together. So come on up.
Join me as we pray. Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for those who are here today and those who are not here. Lord, be with them. Lord, we ask you to just ask you to be with our country and our military and all the folks that are displaced, that are not able to be here for the upcoming holiday weekend or the 4th of July that we celebrate our independence. But Lord, we know they're scattered around all over the world, and just want to ask a special blessing on those guys. Lord, we thank you so much for all the many blessings you've given us, and we thank you for forgiving us of our many sins. But Lord, today we ask you to take this money and tithes and offering and use them as you would to further your kingdom. And in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
playing, I was thinking how grateful I am to have Karen as our accompanist, and she does a fabulous job. And so our church has had a history of great musicians, and she's definitely a great musician, and I'm so pleased to get to work with her. And so thank you, Karen. Right now, we're going to sing a choir special, but it's not for entertainment purposes, it's for worship purposes. So we want y'all to sing along. This song we've done quite a number of times, and you probably heard it. We've sung it in times that we've been together in one worship as well. So join in and sing, and let's worship the Lord together as we sing, "Oh, Praise the Name." I love this song because it proclaims the gospel. And so I hope that you will proclaim the gospel with us through singing.
I see you.
Thank you so much, choir, Ken, Karen, Monica, leading us in worship today as we think about the Lord's Supper today. And we're going to do that with the help of the psalmist, Summer Psalms. Today, we're going to help see the help from Psalm 100. It is on the front of your bulletin, so if you have your Bibles and you want to turn to your Bible, Psalm 100, you can. Or you can just look at the front of your bulletin. That is the psalm that we will be reading and studying today. Now, one of the things that we've discussed in our summer series on the book of Psalms is the many different purposes of the Psalms. And you name it, it doesn't matter. You name the subject. You can find any subject that you want to name. We've already discussed looking at the distress and difficulty, faithfulness, worship, adoration and praise. We've talked about guidance and direction. So we've looked already at so many different subjects since the 1st of May, and we will continue to do that, but there's so many subject matters. You name the subject, and I promise you, Psalms covers it. One of the purposes of the book of Psalms is that it serves as the hymn book for the people of God. Psalm 100 is the perfect example of this hymn of praise, this hymn of thanksgiving to God for His goodness, for His faithfulness, for His unfailing love to His people. There's never, ever, 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 ever been a generation that did not enjoy the faithfulness, the goodness, the graciousness, the light that God provides. And so that is true thousands of years ago, and it is true to this day. The psalmist writes, "Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us. We are His. We are His people. We are the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving. Enter His courts with praise." That is, enter the worship with God the Father with thanksgiving, with praise and adoration. "Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever, and His faithfulness continues to each and every generation." So remarkably, the Psalm 100, it opens with this call to all the earth. All of the earth to shout with joy to the Lord. Well, the covenant community of Israel really as a whole did a terrible job shining the light of God to the Gentile nations. So they kept that hidden for themselves. They were very, very, very selfish being God's people. But now that didn't mean that everybody was. There was a remnant that still knew that God had called them to shine the light to the Gentile world, not only for them, but for everyone. And that certainly was true of this psalmist. In verse 3, he says to the whole world, acknowledge that the Lord is God, not just Israel, but all over the world, we all acknowledge the Lord is indeed God. R.C. Sproul once said, in our English translations of the Old Testament, the Hebrew name Yahweh, which is a special covenant name of Israel's covenant Lord, is typically rendered by using small caps, Lord. To paraphrase then, verse 3 is a call to all the nations to understand that the Lord of Israel is not just ruler over just that nation, but He is the only true God, the creator of all. The Lord who has revealed the scriptures treasured by the ancient Israelites is the only one true God. All people belong to Him by right. Let me stop and just say, yes, all people. It doesn't matter what a person's ethnicity or what their faith claim is. It doesn't matter. Why? Because God is the creator of all that is. And so God owns and everybody belongs to Him by right. And those who will trust in Him and believe in Him, which we're about to celebrate, they will belong to Him. Not only belong to Him, but they will be His treasured possession. They and they alone will be called His children. Yes. So in calling the whole earth to shout with joy to the Lord, the psalmist was encouraging Israelites. He was not only encouraging Israelites, he was encouraging Gentiles, Samaritans. It didn't matter. He was calling for all to worship the Lord with gladness. Augustine once said of this great passage, "Fear not the servitude of that Lord." And that's what we do, don't we? Why? Because we're sinners. "Fear not the servitude of that Lord. There will be no groaning there, no discontent, no indignation. No one seeketh to be sold to another master, since it is a sweet service because all are redeemed." How great is that? You know, this morning in early worship, I was just making a quick little point. In my years of being pastor, preacher, talking to people about their faith or their lack of faith and where they are in their faith journey and pilgrimage, oftentimes I'll run into people and they know who I am. They know that I'm the preacher. They know that I'm the pastor of First Baptist Church. We don't really know each other in detail, but they know who I am. They know what I represent, you know, First Baptist Church. And so they'll talk to me about their own faith. And they're trying to tell me their reluctance. Now, I know exactly what they're really trying to say. After thousands of conversations with people, even I finally catch on to what's really going on. Even I can figure this out. So I know what they're really trying to say. And what they're really trying to say is, you know, Joel, there's a part of me that thinks, yeah, this thing called repentance and, you know, repenting of your sin and giving your life to the Lord. And y'all at church, y'all talk about, you know, you give it all, heart, mind, body. So you just give everything over to the Lord. And I hear that. And then I look at them and say, I know exactly what you're trying to say. What you're trying to say is that you're just scared because if you do this, you're not going to get to have fun anymore. And you think about your friends and you think about doing this and going and doing that and the things that you're doing in life and now all that stuff's going to be taken away and life will just be boring and there's no more fun to be had. Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. You've kind of hit the nail on the head. Yeah, that's exactly what you're thinking. And you know why we do that, why we think that way? Because we're sinners. And we look at life as sinners with sin glasses on. Oh, if I give my life to the Lord, I won't be able to have any fun anymore. I won't be able to go here and go there and do this and do that. And all the fun will just be taken away and I'll just be sitting at home, bored, out of my mind with nothing great in my life and I'll have to go to church every Sunday. This is just not sounding like this is going to be good. And man, but like the psalmist, if somebody can ever be called of the Father and all of a sudden take those sin glasses off and put those spiritual eyes on and you realize that it had absolutely nothing to do with giving up. It had nothing to do with giving something away, taking away from me. It had only to do with what I gained now in Christ Jesus. Life, abundant and free, eternal life with God the Father. And so those of us with spiritual eyes realize, oh, it has nothing to do with I'm not going to be able to, you know, discontent, groaning, indignation. You know, no, it has only to do with what I now gained, which is what? Everything. There is no greater joy than to worship and serve the one who accepts us into His family, and that is exactly what we are doing here today, to worship and serve our faithful Lord and Savior. And that's what the Lord's Supper is all about today for me. As we look at Psalm 100, the Lord's Supper today is about worshiping and serving the Lord. So I hope and pray that as we do that, that will just ring in your heart and in your mind, the worship of God as the creator of all things, and then setting our hearts on serving Him with all that we are and all that we have. There is no greater love on this earth than what God has done for us in Jesus. So we celebrate that truth today. So, as you hold this little piece of bread in your hand, you hold this little cup of juice in your hand that represents for us, in the new covenant, it represents for us the body of Christ and the blood of Christ. Then I just pray that the psalmist will help you today preach the gospel to yourself. Worship, praise, adoration, confession of your sin, thankfulness for the life that has been given in Jesus. Look at all that we're gaining. Humility before the Father, that He loves us enough to continue to pour His grace out on us every single day. Trust in the One who gives us life. Trusting in Him and Him alone. Contentment in Him and not the things of this world. So as you hold this piece of bread and this cup of juice, then let the psalmist help you preach the gospel to yourself, because you realize that it's not about what you gave up. It's about what you gained in Christ Jesus. And what did you gain? Everything. Everything. Father, thank You for that gift today through the psalmist, Psalm 100. Thank You, Father, for the gift of life in Jesus. We celebrate that today. As we hold this little piece of bread in our hand and cup of juice in our hand, we recognize, Father, the body and blood on that cross in our place as our substitute, and all that that has given us. Well, I don't have time today. I literally don't have time in just a short little sermon to then go through all the things that we gain. I would just have to say to the church, Father, start at Genesis 1:1 and go all the way to Revelation 21, and there's what you gain. Everything. So, with that today, Father, we celebrate the gift of life that is ours in Christ Jesus. In His name that we pray. Amen. Deacons, if y'all will come. On the night Jesus was celebrating the Passover meal with His disciples, He instituted the new covenant in His body and blood. And to represent His body and blood, He pulled out a piece of bread, and He prayed over it and then passed it out to His disciples. Father, thank You for the bread that represents for us today the body of Christ on that cross, hanging on that cross in our place as our substitute. Without that gift, Father, there's no way we would have access to sovereign God. We have access because of Jesus. So as we hold this little piece of bread in our hands, may we be thankful for the life that He has given to us. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my body which is given for you. Take and eat." He then took the cup, blessed it, passed it to his disciples. Father, thank you for the cup of blessing. The blood shed for us, covering our sin, all of our sin. Thankful for that great, powerful truth. As we hold this little cup of juice in our hand, Father, that represents the blood of Christ, may we be grateful and thankful for the gift of life that is ours. In Jesus we pray. Amen. Jesus said, "This is my blood which is shed for you. Take and drink." Father, thank you for the gift of life that is ours. If there's anybody that's here today that doesn't know Jesus, that's our prayer. For those of us that know you, Father, dig it deeper into our hearts than it's ever been. Our faith and our trust and our love for the one who has given life to us. In all things we give you praise. In Christ we pray. Amen. Our invitation is near the cross. If you've never trusted Christ and you've seen, heard the gospel, and so we encourage you to come. If you need to come and join our church, if you need to come and pray at the altar, whatever the Lord leads you to do, do that as we stand, as we sing. Jesus.